Welcome back to the Dog Gone Wrong podcast, where myself and others share their mistakes and help you lift the guilt burden. I'm your host, Sarah Roper, the multi-dog maven.
Hello and welcome. It is another solo episode with me. I had got an amazing guest planned, but unfortunately they had to rearrange, so I'm sure that will come in future. However, this is the time of year that I go over goals and kind of review what my goals were last year and start setting my goals for next year. So I wanted to go through a bit of that with you, because when it comes to, you know, living life with our dogs, having those goals for, even if it's just you want to be able to walk your dog on a nice loose lead, which is not an easy thing to achieve, I have to say. It could just be that. It could be that you want to go and qualify for the following year's Crufts because you're competing in dog sports. It could be anything. It could be that you want to get your dog through health tests and prepare them for breeding. It could be absolutely anything. And I don't just set these goals for dogs. I set them for my personal life, my professional life, and it's those things that keep me on track. But over the years, I have learned to not be... I always set them. However, and because if I don't set them, I just wander around aimlessly and don't really get much done. However, over the years, I have realised that it's not as set in stone and it's not the end of the world if I don't reach them, and that life changes, and to keep my eyes wide open along that journey, because things change and that's okay. So before I kind of delve deep into my goals and reviewing this year's goals and things like that, I just wanted to share with you, I've had a bit of a wake-up call over the last fortnight, really. I went and started a new job. I know I've mentioned about changes before. I went and started a new job, which meant that I would be away from home 1 week and then back a week and then away from home a week. And it was to do with dogs. It was operational dogs, and I'd been out for a trial. I'd enjoyed the trial. I knew that physically it was going to be very hard work, and I was okay with that. And there were other things that were pushing me to go and do it, that, you know, finances and trying to move forward and things like that. But I got out there, and when I got there, I got an invitation for another interview for a different job, because I had continued applying for different roles, again, still within the dog industry. And so I was there, you know, out of the country on this job. And if I was to attend this second interview for another job, then it would have meant me walking away from the job that I'd only just started. And there was no guarantees of getting the job that I'd applied for. And I was stuck is probably the best way to put it. And through wonderful support of friends and talking to them, within 24 hours, I'd made a decision. And I'd made the decision that the job that I was currently in wasn't right for me. And I left and I came home, and it really opened my eyes to things that I should have realized before. And I suppose, as this podcast is all about mistakes, I'm not sure it was a mistake. I'm annoyed at myself for not realizing it earlier, but sometimes we need these things to give us those wake-up calls. I came back. Technically, you know, of course, I've got my own business and I've got my membership and, you know, and I love doing the podcast and things like that, but I needed more of a consistent income stream, essentially to get a mortgage and just, you know, adult, which is not fun for any of us. But what I'd not realized was all the stuff that I love, my other half, you know, like my dogs, my pony, all the things that I enjoy doing are at home. And part of that job that I'd started was, you know, I was losing half of my weekends, and that's when, you know, all the fun stuff happens. And I came home, and technically I was jobless, but I was happier than I'd been in a long time. And it's because I'd come to realize how important all those things were to me. And I was willing to give them up, or I hadn't realised that I was willing to give them up, but essentially I'm not willing to give them up. That is my life. That is what makes me happy. And it's about being happy more than anything else and spending that time with the dogs, because dogs are not with us for long. In the grand scheme of things, they're really not. And yet when, you know, they live with us, they are absolutely the family. We spend more time with our dogs probably than, you know, a lot of our family members because they're always there. And that time is precious. And of course, I do have Moss, who is 13, and he is aging. And I don't think I would have ever forgiven myself if something would have happened when I was out of the country and on this job. And I think I've come to realise that actually, no matter what, no matter, money is not more important than my happiness and my, you know, the lifestyle that I've worked so hard to build up again. It's, you know, I stopped competing and I stopped doing stuff with the pony and all of that when I went through divorce. And I've worked so hard to get all of that back. And I was going to give it up. And I am slightly annoyed at myself that it had to get to this point for me to wake up. But I also think I needed it. I needed that wake up call to help me appreciate what I have. It's about what I have, not what I haven't got. And I think that's going to influence a lot of me going into planning goals. But we'll get back to goals. So my last year's goals, I actually recorded myself on video and shared it with my membership of what my goals were. I was very open and honest about Mizzle and my struggles with her and how I wanted to make progress and how I was going to break them down. And a lot of that with Mizzle was her confidence around new people. And it was also reflecting on myself. I think that I've been too overprotective of her when she was younger. There was a couple of incidents that knocked her confidence. And then after that, I went into real protective mode and probably didn't help her in that, as in protecting her too much. So she didn't regain that confidence after it had been knocked. And, you know, I discussed with the crew members how I was going to do that and a lot of kind of emotional self-reflection of me kind of keeping a lid on it sometimes if I wanted to shout at people to get away from my dog. And there is a fine balance there. We should always be advocates for our dogs. We should always be protecting them. But there is a line where you can protect them too much so they don't actually experience anything. And that can create a big fallout. So I was very honest with that. And it was about her, you know, gaining that confidence with people. And yeah. And there was quite a few other goals as well. Personal, I shared a couple of those. And what was hindering me at the time making those goals was I was still going through the divorce case. So, you know, a lot of things were dependent on the outcome of that and also the effects of still going through that many years after leaving the marriage were having on me professionally and personally. So, yeah, these are the notes that I've made anyway. So the goals for 2024 were to renew my Kennel Club Rally judging qualification. I wasn't too bothered about actual judging, as in that wasn't part of the goal, but I wanted to be eligible to judge again. And I managed to complete that. Fine. Great. I wanted Ripple to get through her level 2 excellent title in Rally, which she smashed. She won her class quite early on in the year as well, which was a nice added Brucey bonus. And Mizzle to achieve her level 1 excellent title and on her way to level 2. Yep. Smashed that totally. Some of that I was quite realistic at the time of it would depend on, you know, that both the girls would have been more than capable of smashing through another title above that. But it just depended on how many competitions I could get to around everything else. And so I'd kind of took the pressure off, you know, I think in years before I would have been like, oh, I'm going to smash through 2 titles and then not be able to do it for one reason or another because of time and things like that. And then beat myself up about it. And over the years, I have learned to be a little bit more realistic, achievable goals, but setting goals all the same. And of course, I've said before about Mizzle improving with her confidence around people, which has improved massively. She's got some way to go. She's improved over 50%. Well over 50%. I'd say we've still got some work to do with her with new people coming into the house. But I've had 2 dog walkers and she's got used to those. And obviously I'm not here when they're coming in and things like that. So that's definitely helped. And also having the obedience team in the last year has massively helped because that's lots of competitions have sat there around her family, as in her brothers, her older brothers and their people. But then her circle of familiar people is getting wider and wider all the time, which is exactly what was needed. And she's relaxing more and more. So progress, definitely there. I didn't think I would have, you know, cured her. I hate that word, but cured her within a year. It's all down to confidence and also the time that I can put in, and also me keeping a lid on it when things don't quite go to plan. But there's definitely been progress. Some of the things I couldn't get as far as I wanted to. So one of my professional things was to get a year into the 2-year process that is clinical animal behaviorist. But the goalposts got moved this year, and now I kind of know where I'm going with that. So, you know, that is just put another year on it for me, and I'm okay with that. There is no major rush. It's more for my own kind of validation to do that. It's not, you know, the end of the world that it's just another year. But there have been some great bonuses this year. You know, I've started a podcast, something I've wanted to do for many years. It wasn't on my goals because I didn't know how achievable it would be. I didn't know what was going to happen. And here we are. So that was a massive win for this year. We do have the Dactastic Obedience team, which was questionable whether it would happen when I was doing my goals this time last year. We started mantrailing. I got invited on BBC Radio yet again. You know, there's some brilliant bonuses in there that I wouldn't have even dreamed I would have done this year. So they're the things that as well that I kind of cling on to and go, do you know what? I've done a lot of my goals and these great things have happened as well. And the dogs are happy, and that's, and I'm happy, and that's what, you know, what matters. I also review what this year's stumbling blocks were. I have burnt out a couple of times. I'm still learning that lesson. I get better each time the cycle comes round, but I am one of those people who takes way too much on, but getting better as the years progress. And, you know, stupid things like storage on the computer because of the amount of videos and things that I create, that's been a stumbling block. It's put me behind with a few things, having to kind of readdress things, but, you know, this is life. And I'll get over it. I'll find a more long-term solution. But the other thing that, and she's not a stumbling block, but a thing that has been put a different spin on things this year was Ada, you know, the young Labrador that joined us in January, a tiny puppy, not planned for. And now she's staying, which puts a whole different thing on goals and things moving forward as well. But obviously, having an adolescent now, but, you know, a young dog in the house that is a big dog as well. And I've got used to just having three tiny ones after having, you know, lots of different sizes of dogs and more dogs than that previously. It puts a different spin on everything. And it takes more time and energy to ensure that the right stuff, the right work is going into a newer dog. And that's put a different, she's put a different spin on things. And, you know, I love her to absolute bits. And she was bored when I was away, as much as I had, you know, help with the dog walker and things like that. Yeah, coming back, I've hit the ground running. So, and, you know, really started putting some work into her again. And you know, I'm enjoying that journey. And I think that's essentially, yes, have goals. And I can't function without goals. That's just me. Doesn't mean you need to have goals. But I'm definitely more of the enjoy the journey now. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. I wanted to grow the crew a little bit more, which I have, which we've still got room for more. So, you know, drop me a message. I would love to welcome you in there. And, you know, things like with Billy, doing stuff with him, the pony, we've managed to do those. And the court case completed in March, which made a massive difference to my mental health as much as anything else. Freedom and just to know that that is done. It's totally done. And I can finally go into a new year knowing that where I'm at and what's going on, rather than not knowing and not knowing what that next email is going to, you know, come through and say and things like that. So that is a massive thing. And it's just massively took a weight off. And also coming back from this job in France, I felt like a weight had been lifted. And I'd not realised, because there's quite a gap between my trial and me starting, which was my choice, having such a gap between. But the more that time went on coming closer to me starting, the more I started to realise what I'd be giving up. But still adamant that I was going. And I'd not realised that that kind of cloud had got heavier and heavier and heavier over that time. And then being out there, as much as, you know, I did genuinely I could do the job, and I got great feedback from, you know, that I'd hit the ground running and I would have been an asset to the team and all of that. It was lovely to hear. But at the end of the day, the job wasn't for me, as in I could do the job, I just couldn't do the being away, because everything that I love is here. And what makes me happy is in the UK. To put you, if you've got this far listening to me rambling on about goals and stuff and a bit of self-reflection, then, and if you're wondering, I went for the second interview and I've got the job, and that's with an assistance dog charity, and I start in the new year and all is well. It was a gamble and I'm glad I took the gamble. So yeah, exciting stuff to come for the new year, definitely. I'm still working on my goals for next year, and I'm sure I will share them with you at some point. But essentially what I've got them down to currently is there will be rally goals in there. There will be a obedience team goals in there. There will be stuff to do with Ada in there. But essentially the list I've got currently is be happy and have more adventures. And that includes with the dogs. So that's kind of my goal. So if you want to set goals, you can book a call with me, a goal setting call. You know, I love doing this. I love doing this, especially at this time of year, helping people map out their goals with their dogs, but also kind of breaking it down into bite-sized chunks so it is achievable. And it is, like I've said, about the journey. So let's plan them so we can have little bite-sized things, little wins that we can celebrate along the way, rather than trying to get from A to B when there's lots of little steps between there. And lots of little wins that we can celebrate. And if they don't go to the plan, we can just set a different, a slightly different path and make sure that you are getting towards what that end goal is. I'd love to have a call with you to go through this, because we also start to cover, well, what's going to get in your way? You know, be specific. What, you know, what are the stumbling blocks going to be? What's going to stop you? Is it an emotional thing? Is it time? You know, and that's life. And if life gets in the way, okay, but when are we going to get back to it? So we go over all these things and make a, you know, an achievable plan of action so you can see the path ahead of you and give you a lot more direction. And that, I find, is an absolute game changer. Did it with quite a few of the members of my crew last year, and, you know, they've absolutely been smashing things, and it's been, it makes my heart happy. It just makes me so happy to see that. It's also kind of cataloguing things as you go along, which, you know, for me, sometimes it's just putting little posts on Facebook and then looking back through the year of, oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, I forgot I did that. Or it might just be the notes app in your phone. You know, went on a walk, dog didn't bark. Brilliant. And having people to share this with and keep you accountable makes all the difference. One of the goals that I didn't hit, well, I can't say I hit it this year, whereas I wanted to get back to book writing, and that will definitely be going to my goals for next year. I did briefly, I maybe did a couple of days on trying to wrap up the second edition of one of my books, which is pretty much done. It just needs a couple of days of me kind of tightening it up and then getting it out there, really. But it's finding the time when everything else is going on. I love the book writing. Absolutely adore it. I just need to get back into that zone. It's been a great year in a lot of ways. There's been lots of wins, there's been struggles, but I do find it's healthy to look back and go, okay, I've had these wins, I've also had these struggles. How can I, either if these struggles are going to come up again, how can I cope with them better the next time? How can I deal with it better? Or are they things that we can avoid in future? And these are all the things that I talk through in these goals calls. So, and I'm sure you know by now, I'm very open and honest about things, and I can share my experiences, which will help and help you get that accountability going into that new year and smashing things. It's, for me, it's not about New Year's resolutions. I think, you know, that they just die. They wither and die within days, if not weeks. And it's more about setting on a path to progress and enjoying that journey. And if you don't reach it, you don't reach it, but at least you are further than what you were the previous year. And that, for me, that's what it's about. And the dogs are happier and I'm happier. And hopefully you will be too. So in the show notes, you'll find a link. And yeah, if you want to join me for a goals call, please, please do. And hopefully I will have a wonderful guest for you next week. Sorry it's such a short one today, but hey ho. Just the way life is. I'm kind of at that stage now where I'm like, okay, what will be, will be. And yeah, I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dog Gone Wrong podcast. If you could do me a quick favour, like or follow the pod, rate and leave a review, and maybe share with a dog-owning friend. Let's get the word out there and ensure there is less guilt around the mistakes. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week.